So he's going back to the Chazal that says about the Mevarchim Torah Tchila, Alma Avd Haaretz. We saw last time about the different, what's the meaning of the...
I have to unmute myself.
Okay. Beseda. Good. I'm sorry. So, Chodesh, everybody, first of all. Okay? So, we're holding here in the... We saw the Chazal about Mevarchim Torah Tchila and what Mevarchim Torah Tchila means. And now we're going to see, he's going to address the first half of the Chazal. By the way, this is something that the Maral always does, because the purpose of the Sefer, I think, in the big, big picture, is a new approach to Chazal, and not to learn Chazal kind of very facile way and very, very shitristic way. So whenever he takes a Chazal, he may start with the point that he's making, but then he's going to explain the whole Chazal, irrelevant to the topics at hand, to discuss Chazal itself. And this is what he's doing. This is a little bit more relevant, but it's very much part of the way he does things. So he's going back to the beginning of Chazal, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through a whole series of, or Klai Yisrael went through a whole series of inquiry to ask the chachma and so on. So it says like this: Pirush shegivul madregas heim a madrega achas imadregas hachachma sheshalim tachtoinim ma sheyochel ha'odom lehasig ha madrega shni imadregas hanevua she ala neviim shem bnei ter shem olam hazer ubolam ruach hakodesh mel yoinim ha madrega gimli asogesh hi be'el yoinim. So he explains as follows. Let's take a simple dogma. I have a desire to X, Y, or Z. I have a desire that I want to become very famous. So how do I become very famous? I call up a friend of mine who writes a newspaper, is asking to write a newspaper article. He tells me that in order to write a newspaper article, he needs money. So I figure out how to get money for him. So there are different layers of the planning, and I could have different layers, different stages at where something went wrong. I couldn't get the money, it wasn't enough money, the guy couldn't write the article well, he didn't want to write the article, I lost contact with him. There are many different layers where I can identify a problem at each layer. So whenever we Alma of the Oretz, when we talk about where the problem was, so we can identify different layers of it. The same thing is true about a person's personal Kaima Ruchnias. I can look at different layers, where's the problem? And depending on where it is, that's the layer we're referring to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests itself in the world, it's a process. And Malachim, the world of Malachim, is the process at the highest point. Secondary to that is Nevuah, which is a process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down to this world, and then there's Chachma, which is within this world. Let's use another mashal, because I think it's important. Bechlau, when we talk about Olamos Alyonos and things being mishtalsh from Olam Alyonos, things going from a higher world to a lower world, we really mean the following type of thing. Imagine a person has some sort of idea about a connection between two things. Like whenever it rains, there are more diseases. I then work and figure out an equation that matches it. And then I apply the equation. And each stage, the higher the stage, the more abstract it is, and it becomes concrete. The Darkei Hashem start with a very abstract type of mahalach. Anything that is in the world of malachim means that it really has no way to explain it in our musagim. It has its own language. It's a very abstract world. Nevuah, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it means it's not something like Chachma that's self-evident, but because it needs to transition down to this world, it has to have more body to it, more flesh and blood to it, and it has to have meaning in a way that we can understand. So a Nevuah is not something where I could have figured out, as in Ruach HaKadosh, it's something that the figuring it out comes from there, but it has words that make sense over here. Then finally, there's Chachma. Chachma means it makes sense, minei obey. In our world, it makes sense. So they asked, they looked at every level, and they could not find the reason where there was a problem. And then he says, Ki afi ma'inoysan siba shabdaz v'shol shechotu, lo'hoi siba libur aretz, kim chota eshen zvach mekayim atari ben v'yechoiz lemutav. The question was, and this is going back, somebody asked me last week about Hamorish ben Machzir Lemutav, which is really going to be, he mentions it. So the question was something else. You know, sometimes you lose your power, and it gets fixed within a few minutes, within a few hours, within a few days. So it depends where the problem was. So if the problem is in the house, just flick on the switch to main, and that's fine. If it's the line from the house to that, it's a little hotter, and so on. But if power is gone and that's it, then the only way that you can explain it is if the power company's gone. The question was, why was Klal Yisrael gone? Of the Eretz means not only that they sinned, of the Eretz means that it's irreparable to some degree. It's something that couldn't have. That was the Shaila. And then there would have been the process, and the Chazal of Olavai Oise Ozvu V'Tarsi Shemaru, it would have regenerated itself. It's just like in a human body. So we have some limited powers of regeneration, skin and stuff like that. Some balechayim have a lot greater power of regeneration. So if you have a lowly balechayim who normally regenerates, the only time it won't regenerate itself is if you destroyed something which we would call the central nekuda. So in that, what's that? So he says, so it can't be just doing averis. So that's why there was the Ibur Aretz. I want to refer back to something again. Somebody asked last week, I don't remember who it is, I'm sorry. It's from the Chazal, Oise Azu Terasi Shemaru. Let's take a practical case. You find Bachrim in a yeshiva who do different things that are wrong. It happens, believe it or not. And the seichel is usually one of the Mahalchim in yeshivas is keep him learning, and b'rvos hayamim things will improve, and it usually happens, and it's happened many times, even dramatic cases where somebody's really doing something wrong, and tremendous shinui. It's attributed to Oisei Ozvu V'Tarsi Shemaru. It's a mahalach that is sort of the backbone a lot in Litvish yeshivas. Chassidish yeshivas have these an almost opposite sukkah, but it's there. Let me ask you a question. You have a place like, I don't know, just pick JTS or Hebrew Union College, where there are people that sit and study Torah, and the rate of people the more Shabbat Machzir Lemutav is nil. And the answer is because as long as there's a sense in a person, this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. So even though I do a lot of things that are wrong, there's the power for it to regenerate and to slowly send out to rebuild a person. But if the person is menatic, and Torah is extremely fascinating and interesting and has depth in everything, but there's no Ribbono Shel Olam there, then there's no more Shabbat Mosam Mutav. Then there is no Ma'ar there. So that's really Baruch HaBatara Tchila, and now he says, obviously, Vayikshalacha, Loma Adam Baruch HaBatara Tchila, Shein Pirush HaBrocha Hadiba BePebel Vat. It doesn't mean they didn't physically make Birchas HaTorah. You know, of all the Yitzharas, that's from the small Yitzharas. The Vada Adiba BePer Mivarchim, they certainly stood and made Birchas HaTorah. Avla Kavana La Brocha Ba'atzma, but they weren't being Mivarch. He Ava Gmur Vadveik, Shemes Baruch Lev, Shemes Baruch Mashenos Nater, Vizeh Yina Brocha. The sense of Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Torah is His and it's a gift to us, that was missing. Ve'en Kol Ava Yishavis, There are many different types of avas, but ki ava mitis ye ava b'chol lev b'chol nefesh ki dechsev after Hashem kerem chol avofcho nafshol medecho. V'loi hoi lehem ha'ava gmur al Shem Yisparach ma'ashan ha'tar Yisrael u'bifrat al teiva gdeile she ha'tayra she teiva la'koil she zvarach Shem Yisparach s'ala shmoy al zeh b'chol liboy kfi ha'tayva yoyin lehem v'ar chol liboy. So basically, it was, they weren't being mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were not expressing any type of ava or recognition of the ava through the process. That is how he explains point one. And then he adds a knetch to this. V'oid, ki ha-talmid chochum liboy dovek al ha-Torah, ki chavivah Torah lomdeho. People enjoy learning. U'bishvil avosom la-Torah dovezem misalek avos ha-mokim b'sho ha-zoi she-boim lo-moid. Sometimes the etzem avot to the subject matter is misalek the person from Avos Hashem. Ki kasher boim lomad Torah, v'avosam la Torah, ein b'limud shelem ha'ava l'Hashem Yisparach ma'ashanasan Torah. It's sometimes hard, the person becomes so enthralled with the chachma of Torah that he loses sight of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki ein ha'ava l'shnayim, ki kol ahava hi dveikus b'nei ha'av. V'im davak b'zeh, ein davak b'acher. It's, in other words, what exactly am I attached to is hard. You can't have two things you're attached to. So a person becomes attached to the pure chachma sheboy that's lacking. Olefikach avas ha-teira shechaviv aleim. Dovaze misalik shenabar choliba Hashem Yisparach b'meshas ha-teira v'zeh she mivarchem ha-teira tchila. Olefikach, and this is the second half of the Chazal, that it says en yoytzim b'tamir chacham that mipnei mayin motzi b'tamir chacham that is yoytzim b'tamir chacham from that b'nei should be tamir chacham ki lo hoyavim oysim ha-shatoyer nimtzim mitei Yisparach. If Torah would be beloved because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hoy Hashem Yisparach gam kin sibo l'Torah lotzis b'tamir chachamim v'at Hashem dveikim v'roytim ha-shatoyer atzim olvat because the dovek in Torah ve'in ha-dveikim Yisparach mashu Yisparach sibo l'Torah. Let's talk about this a little bit a sec. So this goes back to a point you said last time. I think it's important to clarify it because there's mistakes lekan or lekan. A person who sits and learns and he loves learning, but his loving of learning is akin to somebody who loves doing Sudoku puzzles, crossword puzzles, math. So at some point the person becomes enamored with the subject matter and loses sight of where it's coming from. And the difference between that and somebody who really loves sciences or anything else becomes quite slim, that difference. And that's one problem. On the other problem, a person that sits and dances the Torah and kisses the Torah and hugs the Torah and loves the Torah, he doesn't love the learning of it. Doesn't, in other words, the being misamic in it is not something that really, really interests him. He's also missing it. He doesn't have the Torah. It's a very, very hard balance where a person likes the Torah, but what he likes about it is that it's Ribbono Shel Olam's emes. If I want Ribbono Shel Olam, I will find him mostly in what he taught us. Of all the things, we can't touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't emote with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can learn Dvarav, I've been mischabed him through the idea and the das. And that's an extraordinary fine balance between the two. So when the chassidim yelled about misnagdim, that their learning is kind of just a game, it's fun, but it's not emes. And the misnagdim said about chassidim that they're dancing with the Torah is just some sort of religious ecstasy, but there's no learning. That at the extremes, everybody has right. At the middle, it has to be some mizuk. And that's why he says, so you can see somebody learning very stark, but for Banav to become Tamir Chachamim, it has to come from the very sheirish of the person's mitzias, of his neshama. So he says, if just like, if Hashem is the Sibah for Torah, Hashem is what Gang Sibah for Torah, let's say Tamir Chachamim. Va'at Hashem dveikim v'roit v'machateir v'atzma, so they're grabbing Torah by the sorta chitzonis. So the Sib he's talking about here is the fact that Sibayin Shalom's. There's a very famous way, Salevi, it's said over many, many times. It says if you learn Torah Lishma, you zeicha to banim tamir chachamim. He asks why Lishma. So he says because children never are zeicha to yomaisim. If you do X, they don't do X. What children inherit from a father is the character traits, the motivation, that can be inherited. So he says if a person is learning, let's say for COVID, so his son will walk around in fancy clothing for COVID, because what he inherited from his father was not learning, it was COVID. So the father happened to get the COVID through learning, he gets the COVID through fancy clothing, through a fancy car. It's exactly what he's saying. If you grab Torah at its core and at Shoresh, that's possible to pass on to the children. If you don't. Samaral explains, this is why they did not, no one else, you know, they asked Chachma, they asked Nevuah, they asked Achim, and they couldn't answer, because the Torah was at the level that they were looking at it, there was nothing wrong with it. It's like, imagine that what happened was the power plant got destroyed. So the technician's gonna come to my house and check the wiring and the fuses, perfect. Then he's gonna check the wire to the outside line, perfect. He's gonna check the outside lines, perfect. Because unless he goes to the place that they're generating electricity and he sees that the generator is gone, everything is perfect. In other words, the problem didn't lay in any of the hemshech of it. So I was learning Torah, I was keeping mitzvahs, I was pro forma saying Birchas HaTorah, but the neshama was missing, and then everything fell apart. So even that various that people normally do, but there's no teichen to it, it's gone. So that's why the Chacham and Nevi'im didn't know kidovze magil asiba shen mifrat ve magil m'saver v'chol eloh malulu m'suvavim. All these are already second stage and effects. V'lechein pirshak hashparchu ba'atzmoi. And so it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could explain it, because it was at the Sheirish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there was this problem. V'chein im ein tamid chochem v'vorech b'torah t'chila, en l'kech sa'torah m'sibah sa'torah. V'yesh kan ha'sor v'hefzik v'etzen t'chochem. The same thing, if a person on a personal level, his learning is a career, it's because he's used to it, it's because he likes and enjoys the chachma, all of those things will not generate children of HaKadosh. If a person transplants a tree, then it'll grow again. If he takes the top without the sheresh, all he's going to have is firewood. He's never going to have any fruits growing. So now he's going back to his Natsless. He was very, very worried that maybe he's going to not be mechavla emes, and he's worried. So he says, if a person is mizdabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emes, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him HaKadosh Baruch Hu yasparach matzos min hashkia v'yor eina misei rasei. It's interesting that Klal Yisrael has always the ge'onim that Klal Yisrael has held up as being the ge'onim l'doris or l'dor, inevitably what tzaddikim as well. And one asks, well, sometimes there were these brilliant people who were less than tzaddikim, and we might occasionally say something to them, might occasionally say something about them, but they sort of never made it. And part of it is the sense that this person is not being moishich from a makor neman. It's something, he's saying brilliant things, but if the person is a kal, and it's something about him that's just not connected to a shayrish, then there's something about the Torah that's disembodied also. Hard to put it down, but there's a reason why the Goyin and Rav Akiva Eiger and all the Rambam, there's something there besides the brilliance of the words and what they said. There's also a sense that they're being yonik from a Sheirish, from the ultimate Sheirish. Okay, now he's going to sort of finish off the Akdama with Tai Ching, the Teres Hashem Timima of David HaMelech, which is a description of all the parts. So again, he's going to go through all the psukim, and this is very typical. He learns off a Maimon Chazal or a Perek. He learns them from beginning to the end. When David HaMelech saw, David HaMelech himself realized the two things that I put down, that when you're teaching Torah to people, you've got to really be sure that you're mecham lemes, and also you have to feel sure or at least reasonable that you'll be able to convey it. Echad sheyor pein kashiv Torah. First, I was worried maybe he's going to mess up. Vashenish the dvar v'tzuzulose. Maybe people aren't going to like it. Neged ze sida dvarav b'mizmer hashamayim esam koit keil v'goyme. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Mizbah Yutes, Ashvayim Sam Kuret Kael. Hittim Tchilo L'Sapa Ma'ilas HaTeira. Sha'om HaTeres Hashem Tmimo Shiva Snafish Bikuri Hashem Echulu Ad Gam Abduch HaNizbah M'Shom Ekev Rav. So this, he lists all the Ma'ilas of Teira, and he speaks about a different aspect of Torah, and it's Ma'ila. Or Lefi Ma'ilas HaDova Tzor Shia Nizah Shalai Yikoshoba. So the thrust of it over here is when he lists all these milas, and so on, he's not just praising what the Torah is saying, he's also saying, I need to make sure that I am careful in all these aspects. That it, Gam Abducha Nizabahem B'Shom Ekev Rav means, I need to understand Torah. Tmima misamachas miiras einayim, or lefi milas hadava tzorich sheinizrei kosovai. So the point in the way he lists it and the way he presents it is this is the chshibus of it, and this is therefore I need to be zohir in all these aspects. V'zocha shisha dvarim. There are six things that he mentioned. U'b'chol echad zocha Hashem. In each one, there is a haskara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teres Hashem Tmima, Eidus Hashem. Each one, it's kind of repetitious. So he says, Leima katoira mitzvah Hashem Tzvah. The first thing is to understand that all of these milas are because Torah is Hashem's chachman understanding. Shenikah Teres Hashem Eidus HaMechulam, Leima kadiat Torah koin odun vegas v'yisbarach. U'mipnei sheba Leima shadvekas hazehu dvekas gomur. Loi dveikas b'tzad ma, kemoi mishu bal midas, ade amidas koine dveikas b'yisbarach, veine koine rak ha dveikas b'tzad ma, kefi amidas shadavik bo, avde ha teir dobez vol gamer chol tzad, So let's explain this point over here. The Rambam, when he speaks in Sefer Torah about Valachta Bedrochov, so the Rambam makes the following point. We're mechuyev to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in each and every oifin that he does, how he deals, we're also mechuyev to be that our das should be should preside over this whole thing, and a person should be somar chosav, a person should be should use his das to place each mida in its right place, where it belongs, how it belongs, and so on. So this is true in the olam hamitzvahs / midas versus olam haTorah. Anytime a person does a mitzvah, a person takes all of an esrog and shakes it. So the v'simachta is something the lekachtem and the lekicha and the simcha and the hoidah, whatever it is, these are particular aspects that a person is dovuk in that is also divine, and a person is dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu by it. So any mitzvah is medabek HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a particular aspect. So let's use a mashal we used before. Let's say I'm a great connoisseur of music. So I have somebody who also likes music a lot, and he's into the same type of music I am. So if I want to go to a concert, I'm going to call him up and say, "Hey, let's go." But everything else about him, I have no shaykhus to. I don't interact. So it's fine. In this particular point, I have a kasha with him. So the world of Ruchnis also has like that. Avram Yitzhak and Yitzhak and Yaakov to some degree. Avram Yitzhak versus Yaakov. Anytime you grab a midah that's a divine midah, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the sense of totality, and in as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is total, kichoil b'ashayim v'aretz, the only mitzvah that is total is Torah. Because Torah includes itself in the level of sichlius, I have all Tayag mitzvahs. It's because Torah is a notch above, more abstract, it's koilal everything. And Torah includes in itself, whether I'm learning about Ben Seir Meir, or about Tzedakah and Chesed, or about Yom Kippur, or about Tisha B'Av, or about Purim, all of it is included in it. So therefore, the Maila of Torah is such that the person is, it's total. The Shisha Dvarim that he speaks about are, every solid has in itself six facets, three axes and two directions. So you have Malamata, Yamin Smoil, Panim Acher. Any physical object is described by that. So when I want to speak about something that's total in a certain sense, I use six is a number. Four is true about a flat figure. Four is all four sides. Six is a full figure in all Ifanim. So he says six milas over here to describe the different aspects of Torah, because a true full description of Torah should include six sides. I'm going to have to hold it here. I'm in a bit of a rush. I have time, a minute or two, if somebody wants to talk, ask, or whatever it is. But then I have to go with the Davin. Any? Yes, Yeshua.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, Maral kind of makes it seem like it's like all or nothing. He says that
a little bit, either speak closer to mic or louder. I'm just having a bit of...
Can you hear me now?
A little better, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Better, yeah. Now it's better, yeah.
The Maral says, Chaviv Atara Alimdel.
Yeah.
Is he saying that's a negative thing? Because he seems to say that because of that, they're not going to have Amas Hashem. The Ava is not going to come from the right place.
Right.
So is he saying
Chaviv
HaTorah Alumdeh is not a good thing?
So I think there's a Gemara in Mara Menachos that's become a famous song. I wouldn't want to desecrate the song in any way. I think he means it more as a turn of phrase. He means to say that that it sometimes you become so enamored with the Shakravatarya of it that you don't that you're missing it. I think he's using it as a phrase to describe a phenomenon of somebody who's not a Shalim. I don't think he means it. Chaviv Atar Lomdeh is a very, very beautiful phrase. It's a phrase that's kind of positive in the Gemara. I think he's just using the... In the Metzias, you get people who are... They're enamored with it, but with it, not with him. Okay, you know, there was a famous vikuach. They said over that the Ragachev would learn on Tisha B'Av, and he would say, you know, I don't mind being a Gehenna for Teira. And the Chazanish was extremely irritated when people turned over to him. He said it's the same Gehenna. In basically, the Chazanish's point was, if you're learning Torah because you enjoy Torah, okay. But if you're learning because Rebbe Shlomo's Torah, Rebbe Shlomo doesn't want you to learn Torah. Again, I don't know if the Ragachev ever said it. I don't know. He could have had other reasons for it. It could have been honest, and he just told people off. It's not something but they said over from the Ragachev, and you have to take these things with a grain of salt. First of all, whether the quote is accurate or not, but also, what was it meant? It could have been a sharp retort to somebody who he felt was not a big masmid, and not hard to be, but the Chazanish was very annoyed when people said it over. He said, you know, it's the same Gehenna. And basically his point was, if Torah is meant to be Ratzon Hashem, you're not doing it. Kadosh Baruch doesn't want you to. It's like somebody will fast in Kippur and Pikuach Nefesh and say, on your Kippur, I'm going to fast, even means dying. So that means in Kippur is by you some sort of diet club. It's not Ratzon Bayre. That was the point I think they meant. Okay. Good. I got the Chaydesh cult of the meaning.